Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, a.k.a. the Dirty Dog, coming at you like the resurrection. That's right, the king, the savior that died and came back as a ghost to save us all. Of course, I'm talking about Harambe. And I'm here to let you know this is a comedy and crime podcast. So even though we do cover many serious cases and true events, I forget how to do the intro. It's been a while. We like to mix comedy and crime. If you don't like doing that, then this podcast is not for you. And also, just a heads up, this episode we recorded in July sometime, but we never released it. And so you get to listen to it now. It's pretty good. It's pretty funny. And I had a good time editing it. And then I do apologize. We haven't had an episode in a few months. Everything's been a little crazy, been wild. The family here had COVID. That shut us down for a couple weeks. And then, Toof, he bought a house. He got married. October 9th, last night, he got married, and he's going on his honeymoon. So hopefully, if he gets laid on that honeymoon, that means one of the brothers got laid this year. So hell yeah, great news for all of us. But yeah, I think that's it. We'll probably get back to making episodes regularly, probably after this month or at the end of the month, hopefully. But yeah, we all really want to come back. So we miss y'all. But alrighty, thank you everyone for listening. Be good, stay safe, and laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag Wildman, baby. Yeah.
Alright, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place to.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to the gay community. I mean, oh, sorry, yeah. Thank you, AJ Styles. I mean, the Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, the gay community, mysteries, and more.
The gay community. Oh.
And before we get into today's episode, I want y'all to meet my favorite members of the gay community. Where are you?
Fuck yeah. It goes along with my opening, actually. What's going on, guys? This is Tim, or Dr. Green Thumb, as they called me that time I fingered Kevin.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. He's the one they call Dr. Green Thumb. Boom, doodle, bam, bam. Fuck yeah, dude. I like that shit.
It was a good time.
You said that also when you pulled your thumb out.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's right.
What up? This is Spence, the co-host of another podcast now.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit, Spence. Hell yeah.
It's called the Tarred and Feathered Podcast.
Oh.
And there's two co-hosts, and I'm not feathered.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, that's good shit, dude. That was good. I like that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, everybody. You should give it a listen.
Hey everybody, this is Toof, and I'm going through my notes on my my app, and I just have this down in the opening tab, so I guess it's just a joke. I don't know. Did you hear that Batman lives in his house for free because he doesn't have pay rents?
Shut up, Toof.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then it literally says, get it, parents.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Good shit.
And quality content.
And
would you find that on our Mastodon?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Wait, something like that's on the Mastodon?
I don't know. I haven't been on there in a couple months. And it is your boy Kev, a.k.a. the Diamond-Handed Dirty Dog, or back when I was making some ravioli for my kids and they thought it tasted a little bit weird. Chef Boyardee's nuts. Oh. Quit Take complaining, kids, or you eat nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's right, Spence.
I like the smell of ball funk.
My own, I like, dude. I wish I could, on really, really hot days, I can stretch them all the way up over my head and just smell, dude. I play it like a stand-up bass.
You could like, just pour vinegar in your face.
Like, you guys.
It smells like buttered pasta.
Oh, my God.
No. Socks.
Socks? You like
to
smell
you
socks?
Guys shower daily,
everything
all of
socks
you guys,
with
right?
You, Jeremiah.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'll go a 2-day without shower, or sometimes a 3-day. You know,
really?
If I'm just here all weekend, I'm not doing anything. And, dude, when I get home, like, after that third day, I like taking off my socks, and not the part that touches my feet, the ankle part, and I rub it up against my nuts and smell that part of the sock.
Okay, why, dude?
Smells good. I love my own ball funk.
Back when Toof used to be just dirt poor, and we used to play basketball every week, always, like, 90-degree weather, we would still be playing it. And we'd be like, all right, man, we're going to play at noon on Wednesday. And it'd be 4 o'clock and Toof would fucking show up. We'd be like, whoa, is everyone leaving? It's like, yeah, dude, we've been playing in 90-degree weather for 4 hours. But Toof would show up. And this is when Toof had long hair. He, like, clearly hasn't showered in a while. He'd be like, yeah, I'm sorry. I got bad BO. I didn't put deodorant on. And he would play with the shirt off, dude. He would always back me down. Just so much sweat and stink.
What was the super small jersey? Was it Shaq?
Shit, what was your little jersey?
There was
a Jordan one that I literally couldn't even wear.
Yeah, Toof would wear a kid's Jordan jersey.
Yeah, it was
dude.
Like a belly shirt.
Yeah.
Dude,
it was probably that then.
Did you guys look at your Snap stories today and notice who posted a Snap who hasn't posted one in years?
Oh my God, what?
No.
Please be Andrew.
Nope.
Wait, on the brothers?
No, just on stories, like if he's your friend.
Oh, my God, he might not be my friend.
Is he my friend?
He should be.
Oh, I see it now.
I didn't even look on stories. Where's that even at?
Swipe right.
Joe Conley?
No. Oh, I'm not friends with Joe. I got to add
I don't know either.
You're saying MM, right, Kev?
MM?
Yeah.
No.
Mason? What?
I was talking about Wigger Chris.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my
dude.
God. I'm not friends with him.
I don't have him.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm friends with him.
I
either.
Wish I did.
None of us being his friend.
This isn't even a story or anything, really, but you know how I always talk about Plankton talent, like always saying all the really dumb shit? Plankton's that dumb guy I work with. He's always like, man, it's hotter in here. It's so hot in here. It's like my old lady's titties. Like, it takes him, like, 10 years to get any of these sayings out. We were in this really dusty room. Dude, this took him at least 20 takes to get this out. Man, it's so dusty in here. If I didn't know any better, I would have thought this is where they started the newest drug cartel.
What?
Dude.
Wow,
No, you don't understand. Imagine standing there watching him try to say this, and it took him at least 20 takes to get it out. Yeah.
Did you?
What is that?
No one laughed.
It'd be like,
no one
it'd be
said
like
a single
filming
thing.
One of our videos.
No, dude.
Take a lot of takes.
This dude was sitting.
Especially when me and Kev are drunk.
This other guy was sitting at a table eating pizza rolls, and he had a bottle of ranch next to him. And Plankton's like, yeah, I like me that Hidden Valley Ranch. No one asked him or anything, dude.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. God, I hate this dude. He's slowly winning me back, guys.
I hope it gets to a point no one even talks to him. They treat him like he's the ghost from The Sixth Sense.
Which ghost, dude? Like, everyone in that movie is a fucking ghost.
A lot of them.
Brucey.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Man.
Spoilers.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. The movie's only been out for, like, fucking 20 years.
I was talking about Brucey from Grand Theft Auto 4.
Oh, I thought you were talking about from Matilda. You can do it, Bruce. Imagine if instead of eating cake, he was just getting fucked by that cook. Come on, Bruce. You can do her. You can do her, Bruce. 69er.
Blood.
The cook from Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Like, he would want to fuck him.
Dude, someone created a video where it's like just clips of Sleepaway Camp, and they put Juggalo Island over it.
Fuck
what?
And the fact that it wasn't one of us that created it is insane, dude.
Do we know for sure it wasn't Andrew?
No. So before we get any further, I want to talk about my grandmother real quick. My grandmother is just this fucking just lying bitch, dude. Okay, she's not a bitch. I'm sorry I said that, Granny. I love my granny, but she's just a fucking liar, dude. Just a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Like, she walks around with a cane and stuff everywhere, And then as soon as she gets home, she puts the cane by the door, never fucking uses it, doesn't need it. But but around everyone else, she does. She just fucking lies about everything. Like, she was telling everyone about how my mom's trying to get her old job back where she was, like, a bartender. This place hasn't even been open in, over a year.
Fuck yeah.
It's like, what are you just making this shit up for?
Oh, they're still closed?
But today, my grandma claimed she had autism the other day. Which is fucking awesome because clearly she doesn't, dude. But I have this side of the family, like, where there's, like, a lot of these dudes are just fucked up, like, real fucking weird. Like, this one, my grandmother's nephew has a kid, so this would be her great-grandkid, and this kid is, like, 3 years old or something, and he doesn't talk or anything. He just kind of makes noises, and they took him to, like, doctors and stuff, and that's when they found out he has, like, a type of autism where he can't speak and stuff, and that is when my grandma's like, oh, yeah, I have that also. Clearly you fucking don't, you old lying bitch. Clearly you don't have that. Like, come on. Like, she's always lying. She lies to the doctors and shit. So, like, my mom will drive an hour to my grandma's house to take her to the doctors. And then my grandma just tries to get out of it. She always tries to reschedule it and shit when she gets there. And they let her do it. My mom's like, I fucking brought you here, you stupid bitch. Like, she lies. Like, oh, I got perfect vision. And then they test her, and clearly she's blind as fuck. Like, she's just always lying to him about everything, dude. But, yeah, her claiming to have autism is pretty awesome.
That's good
it's
shit.
So it's peer pressure.
Peer pressure, dude.
Everybody else has it nowadays.
Dude, that side of the family, man. I remember my dad telling me the story about my one cousin. My dad's like, yeah, this fucking moron, this fucking idiot, this dipshit. Like, I had this cousin who, like, one night was, and he has a kid, okay? He was in his mid to late 20s at this point. He called the doctors, called the, like, 911, had him come pick him up because he was feeling weird. He thought he was, like, something was wrong, okay? Something's really wrong. And they pick him up. Nothing's wrong. What happened is he had beer that night, and he's never been drunk before.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was drunk for the first time and thought something was wrong.
Fuck yeah.
He called, and my dad's like, this fucking dipshit.
That's fucking awesome.
I mean, I would get it if you're like 13. Like, what the fuck's going on? But yeah, dude, this dude has kids, man.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. I mean,
or amazing.
I've panicked off of weed, but not enough to, like, call an ambulance.
Fuck yeah.
Something's wrong. I don't know what it is. Something's fucking wrong with me. God, where is it? You had a couple Keystone Lights, I believe.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He has a couple Keystone Lights, and he calls 911. I've been sticking troll dolls up my ass. Sir, that is, in fact, a butt plug, and that is where it's supposed to go.
Well, all right. Yeah, what do you boys want to talk about today?
Not right now, you don't.
I got a couple headline cases to talk about, some interesting things. But you guys got anything you want to mention or say before we do that?
I missed a jingle for Australian Daniel last week.
Oh, no.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I don't know if he wants his name said on the podcast, but Kenton requested this little clip from some YouTube show that he watches.
If you're happy and you know it, suck my dick.
All right, I like that.
No
dude.
Idea where that's from.
I know it's not a sound clip because it's probably like 2 minutes long. But I would like to request one day it be played the Undertaker describing to Paul Heyman what he wants to do to Biker Undertaker, where he's like, "I want a biker gang to rape the Undertaker's wife and
Holy
chain
shit.
Him to the wall and kill him."
Who says
I don't think
that?
I don't think I've heard that one.
Look up Vince McMahon, Paul Heyman, Undertaker,
Jeez.
Wife thing. Dude, he literally says rape on air. It is awesome.
Jesus. I think, didn't The Rock call Shane a faggot once on air?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. Wrestling in 98, 99 was gold tier.
Yeah.
The Rock called him it?
Yeah, I can't find it anymore. Yeah, like on a SmackDown. I could never find it.
Alrighty, guys, I got something right here to tell you. It's pretty interesting.
Fuck it, let's hear it.
This is from WBTV on your side. This is from, I believe WCTV. It's New Orleans. This happened in 2016. So there's this dude, all right? Authorities responded at about 3:41 a.m. to the casino in New Orleans. It is Harrah's Casino. And they found a victim, 33-year-old James Edward Darst. They walked inside the casino's masquerade club, went beyond a curtain and crossed a barricade before walking up to an escalator on the second floor. And they found this this dude had fallen and died. And like, well, what the fuck? How'd this guy die? Was he drunk? It was 3:40 in the morning. He tried to slide down the escalator handrail and fell off and then died. So, hashtag wild man of this dude. Yeah.
It's a good thing it was an escalator, because if it was an elevator, it would have been a Darskvader.
Oh, fuck yeah. Noise from the fall drew attention of bystanders and some of Darst's co-workers who arrived at them at the casino at about 2:30 a.m. He worked for Red Hat. I don't know what that was. And he was Fred Darst.
Red Hat?
His name's James Darst, unfortunately. Ah,
so close.
But it was
Red Hat's a Linux software company.
Oh, is it? Red Hat?
Yeah.
I've only heard of...
The Red Hats that Ballad talks about?
Oh, yeah.
I heard he...
Wait, how far did he fall?
It says that he went... to the second floor. I think he crossed a barricade going up an escalator to the second floor and was trying to slide down two floors and fell off.
If he came from the third floor, he might be the ghost of the Indian guy you work with sliding down the railing.
I actually super like that guy now. It sucks that he's like a sexual predator, but he's fucking kind of awesome. He's off this week because his wife had a kid.
Oh, shit.
So...
Is he also the fake 50-foot-long cake guy?
No, dude. That guy doesn't fucking work here anymore.
Oh, okay.
That guy was so fucking dumb, dude. Dude.
Who's been a longer lifer than you have so far?
A lot of people.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, is...
Andy's been there for a while now, too.
Yeah.
Is it Kermit? What the fuck you said that dude's name was?
Yeah, that's right. Kermit? Who the fuck is Kermit, too?
I don't know. The guy you just mentioned earlier. Plankton. Has he been there longer?
Dude, Plankton has feels like he's been there for like 100 years, but he hasn't even been there a year yet, I don't think.
Oh my God, I don't know, dude.
He's so fucking dumb, dude.
And he's not a sexual predator, right? He's just an idiot.
No, he's just a fucking idiot, dude.
Damn, dude, that's even better.
So he wasn't in jail or anything?
No. He's just my buddy Alex A-Rod. Shout out to A-Rod. He went to school with him. He's like, yeah, dude, he's always been that dumb. He's just a fucking super dumb
guy. Wait, so
guy.
Is he kind of young? Like, is he younger than us?
Yeah, he's got to be younger. I don't know how old he is.
Fuck, dude. Because when I picture him like Girl Line Dan.
No.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I think of.
Okay, what the fuck is this about? Okay, so his name is...
But fuck yeah.
Lost the name fuck of the yeah. black kid in Mighty Ducks. So,
oh, hell dude, yeah, fuck dude. Yeah.
So, I think his name's Terry Hall. I mean, I'll have to bleep that probably. I'll probably forget.
What if he was like this Terry guy was a child molester, but instead the kids raped him? So, I guess when they, I don't know, butt fucked him, it was kids in the hall.
Okay. All right, dude. Oh, good. All right. Tried. Except unlike that, people laughed and watching it here. Yeah, I'm just joking. That was a funny show. Yeah, I like that show.
I want to crack a Hogan joke, but I mean, it's just the same first name. That's literally it.
Real quick, Kev, I just got to say,
Tim, sometime in our life, we're taking you to Tampa. And you're experiencing the drive-by. It was.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't want to like that shit on so our vacation, good. Dude, but it was 100% the highlight, and I
just
wish we could have did it for 3 days straight.
This is so shitty. It's like we just hung out of a car, drove by his house like 5 times, because his driveway is right up on the fucking road.
Like, yeah. The garage is open. Close.
The garage is open,
yeah,
and we just drove by a bunch of wood. Hey, brother, come on out, brother. And then on like the fifth time we went by, he closed the garage door.
Fuck yeah,
hey, where are you at, brother?
Dude,
how many times that has to happen a day?
Oh, every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my, top 15 regrets in life is, dude, I should have ran in that fucking garage.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever, dude. I don't care. I'll spend the night in jail. I'll get shot in the leg. It's worth it to be
Nick. No, you only would have gotten shot if you did it in blackface, dude. If you did it in blackface, you would have died.
Is that Nick? Nick, are you getting it? What are you doing, Nick? You getting into my sodas?
Dude, what if I walked into his garage and be like, hey, you got 100, you got a 50, and he's like, oh, is that you, Nick?
Is that you, Nick? How are the hot dogs in jail? Remember the phone call where he's talking about having hot dogs in jail? Dude, you killed somebody.
I fucking hate Nick.
I hate that whole family, dude. Yeah.
Wait, he was complaining about the food in jail right after killing someone?
He killed his friend.
I don't think his friend had a seatbelt on, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he might. I don't remember. It's so long ago, but that whole family fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gawker thinks so, too.
Dude. Hogan really took him down, dude. Fucking gave him the stinky leg drop, and they never recovered from it. The stinky company drop.
This one's for Nick, brother.
This one's for Nick.
Yeah, I hope he yelled that when he fucking turned heel at the fucking Bash of the Beach.
Yeah, but whose side is he on?
I know, that just ruined
it. What do you mean whose side is on? Clearly he's...
He's a fucking good guy, you idiot.
All right, guys. Do we want to talk about an arson story, Boy Scout story, tree chainsaw story, or the brothers come on face?
Oh, fuck yeah.
All of the above.
Yeah, I like the brothers come on face first, though.
We want to start with the brothers come on face, created and written by our very own Demonic Majin. Thank you so much, brother. God, yes. Hashtag wild man.
Hashtag wild man.
I don't know what's going to happen here, but shout out to the gay community. We got to get that drop from, we might be able to get AJ Styles to record it and do it live with us. He's like, I'm not hanging out with you fags.
He's
I guarantee you'd say that.
He's not doing anything. He's just fucking tag champs with that big black guy, which is funny.
God, yes.
Like he's not racist, but he's a homophobe.
God, dude, he sucks. Okay, here we go. The brothers come on face. Anything before we start? I have no idea what this is going to be about.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Looks like someone found my journal.
Tiff.
Hey, chapter 7, page 8.
Oh, that's so good.
The implications.
The implications. Wait, are we hurting these girls? Five friends named Kevin, Tiff, Tim, Spence, and Andrew. By the way, all these names are capitalized except for Tiff.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Jeremiah. Oh, okay, no wonder you wanted me to read that. You're eating a fucking sandwich. Yeah, what are you eating, too? What kind of sandwich is that? What is it, too?
Honey, ham, and Munster cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You are a fucking monster, too.
But what kind of bread?
Oh.
Wheat.
Andrew's like, it better be white.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. So five friends named Kevin, Tooth, Tim, Spence, and Andrew are all hanging out playing Dungeons and Dragons and having some beers. All right, so far this is all true. After a few hours of playing, Tooth decides he's going to head to bed. The guys tell him good night, and he goes into his room. About an hour later, the door opens and shuts.
That's code from jacking off.
Toof turns the light on and sees Andrew lock the door. What the hell are you doing, Andrew? Andrew says nothing and slowly walks over to Toof. He pins him down and rips his pants off. Andrew, stop. What are you doing? Andrew pulls down his own pants and reveals his massive 1-inch. He shoves his dick into Tooth and lets out a grunt. Tooth starts to laugh. What's so funny, Andrew asks. Tooth replies, you just made the biggest mistake of your life, as his ass tightens around Andrew and a horrible stench fills the air. Andrew begins to cry and tries to pull out a Tooth, but he can't. Tooth's ass is too tight.
Fuck yeah. You've activated my trap card.
Yeah, <dude. laughs> He too wanted this to happen. This was all planned. Andrew feels Toof pulling him and pushing him back out with nothing other than his asshole muscles. Ah, to Toof. How did you learn to do this? Toof grinned and said, I did 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups, 1,000 squats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And a 10-kilometer run every day. Minutes later, Tim, Kevin, and Spence bust into the room after kicking in the door. God damn, what the fuck is going on in here? And why does it smell exactly like you'd expect Frankie McDonald to smell? Kevin said with his nose pinched. Bitcoin!
Dude, too far. God.
Oh, God damn it. Toof's raping Andrew again, Spence said. Tim, being flustered, said, yeah, Toof. Nice of you to include us. Well, come on in, boys. The water's fine, Toof said, waving for them to join. Tim and Kev both excitedly join in, while Spence is still a little bit skeptical. Can we at least spray some Febreze or something, Spence said. Quit bitching and join this human centipede, Tim replied, already what completely naked.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Already.
Spence reluctantly joins them, and soon all five of the boys are at a human centipede with Kevin at the front and Andrew in the back.
What's the thing that people play that goes in and out? It has like a
an accordion?
Like, yeah, is that the thing with the piano keys on it?
Yeah.
You play it?
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I'm picturing, like, my asshole doing to Andrew. Like, I'm pulling him in and out and in and out. Like, he has no control over it.
Yeah, Andrew dude. Doesn't want to be in this.
We're all in it. Like, it really is just all of us raping him at this point.
What about Andrew wanting to rape me and getting exactly that, and he hates it?
Yeah, come on. No, I don't want this.
Despite using 4 cans of Axe body spray, the smell of Toof's ass reek is still strong in the room, and the floor is now covered with a mixture of blood, sweat, tears, and semen, all of which is from Andrew. That's good. The simple human centipede has now escalated to an all-out fuck fest with everyone doing each other at the same time. All the boys are moaning loudly that they're about to come, and just before they all finish, Officer Willie Stinkbait bursts in and shoots all 5 of them on sight.
Oh yeah.
Good. Realizing that there wasn't a murder taking place, but instead a homosexual orgy, Willie does the only thing he can think of. He pours a few cans of chili on the floor and rules it a group suicide.
Fuck oh my yeah, God, dude. Yes.
That really is a stink bait move, dude. It we'll is, just put dude. Some chili out and claim it was suicide. There's bullet holes in all of them. That was awesome. Thank you so much, dude. Demonic Majin. That was some good shit, brother.
That was fantastic. That was
good.
Yeah, it sounds like a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys got a party all night?
Good party. You found that, right?
Yeah, you guys want to hear it? There's this PSA so that we always try to talk about and find. It's like these 2 kids at a locker. You really can't make out what they're saying unless you pay attention. But he's like, hey, you guys, are you going to that party tonight? Yeah, how was it? Oh, it was good, but there's a guy who wanted a girl to do something she didn't want to. Yeah, what'd you do about it? Dude, now it just sounds like me doing a Mark Norton impression.
Oh, my God.
You can't get credit here. You can't get credit anywhere. All right, let me go ahead and sync this shit up. Let me know if you can hear this. Fuck yeah.
Hey, what's up? How's that party the other night?
It was all right. What? There was this guy, and he's with his girlfriend, and he's trying to get her to do something that she didn't want to do.
So what'd you do about it?
I didn't do anything.
Okay, clear that. That was an edit. Okay, let me try this one, dude. God damn it. Hey, how's that party the other night?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
How's that party the other night?
It was all right. What? There was this guy, and he's with his girlfriend, and he's trying to get her to do something that she didn't want to do.
So what'd you do about it?
I didn't do anything.
Whoa. What?
Whoa,
guys,
what?
Don't be like my friend here who didn't do anything. Not doing anything is part of the problem.
Dude, it sounds like the mic is closer to one of those guys than the other, for sure.
The one guy, I can't even, like, I don't know how he's talking that way.
Not doing anything. Is that bad problem? Like, bam, bam. Hey, did you get that by your night?
It's like
it was a pretty good time. Yeah, what'd you do?
It's like they went to the Mumblers Club in like Boston.
He sounds like Marlon Brando, kind of.
I was gonna say he sounds like that dude that beat his wife. Is that Tom Sizemore?
Alfredo.
Hey, who was that? I don't remember what it's from. It's from a reality show a long time ago. I don't know if it was like Mob Dudes, what the fuck it was supposed to be. But the guy is like, you come at me on my fucking wedding day, I will gut you like a fucking fish.
I'm not sure.
Do you remember what that was?
What was that from?
It was a reality show.
I'm not sure.
It wasn't The Sopranos.
What the fuck was it? True Life Star? I will gut you like the fucking piece of shit you are. Charlie Balducci from True Life. Let me see if that's it.
Dude, is that the redheaded guy who like got jacked and loses fights?
I don't know.
Who's that guy from like the VH1
Danny
reality
Bonaducci,
shows?
Danny Bonaducci, dude.
Yeah, Danny Bonaducci.
You're talking about Danny Bonaducci. Fuck yeah, dude. That guy sucks, dude. I hate that fucker. God, okay. Let's see. Can you hear this?
Throwing the perfect wedding was supposed to be a magical experience for lovebirds Charlie and Sabrina. So they let cameras shoot the planning, the prepping, and the inevitable psycho freakout.
On True Life, I'm getting married. There's this really romantic, soft-spoken guy, Charlie, who's getting married to Sabrina.
I can't believe this. What? I just got my period.
Come on, we gotta get out of here. Where's the f***ing limo guy?
He's just a little bit nervous that the limousine's not gonna come on time.
How could this guy not be here right now?
The limo didn't come.
I'm gonna be late to my own wedding.
So they were waiting and waiting, and he finally called the company.
Big guy, where are you? The entrance ramp of the bridge? That's what you're gonna tell me? That's how you're gonna come off to me? That's how you're gonna f***ing come off to me? Do you have any f***ing clue who you're talking to right now? Besides the fact that it's my f***ing wedding, I'll f***ing cut you the f*** up. I will gut you like the f***ing piece of s*** that you are. Do you understand? Don't you f***ing dare come off to me like that on my f***ing wedding, because I'll hunt you down like f***ing cattle, and I'll gut you. Do you understand?
The day of your wedding, you're a little nervous.
Yeah,
you're
not that ready makes to me whack want to show someone. Up on time now.
The limo guy hit the gas and got Charlie to his wedding 2 hours late. But just...
But yeah, that...
Fuck that. I wouldn't still pick that guy up.
That dude's dead. He died last year.
Fuck yeah. Hashtag well, man.
I guess the limo driver fucking got his revenge. No, oh, I don't know how the dude died.
Dude, what if it was a boating accident and he got gutted like a fish?
Oh, hell yeah.
That'd be awesome. Danny Bonaducci somehow did it. Danny Bonaducci. I know we've said Danny Bonaducci back before, but it's still fucking funny, dude. This guy sucks. I hate Danny Bonaducci, dude.
The name sounds familiar, but I don't know who it is.
Dude, I want Danny Bonaducci and Carrot Top to both, like, shoot as much HGH as they can and fight each other.
Fuck.
Dude.
Isn't Carrot Top, like, super ripped now?
Dude, yeah, they're both fucking jacked. Bonaducci did. Who did Bonaducci think he could knock out? It was someone insane, dude.
Wasn't he the one that thought he could fight Tyson? Who was that, like, recently?
Recently. Jesus.
Because I know there was somebody that said that they could, like, beat Mike Tyson, like, now.
Spinal.
I can't remember who it was.
Spinal. Dude, who was it, dude? It's in Eric Young?
That's a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He fucking, like, knocks him out, dude.
Wait, Eric Young knocks out Bonaducci?
No, dude. Danny Bonaducci gets knocked out by him, dude.
By Eric Young. Eric Young's not even that big.
Yeah.
He's just a... Like wrestling, he's like Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, this was in 2009 when this video was posted. From
he was
Impact
like the
wrestling.
He was like TNA's version of Daniel Bryan. Like when WWE was doing the Daniel Bryan where he won the title and stuff like that. Like TNA did the same thing, but with Eric Young.
I know this sounds wrong, but I was like hoping it would show up so we could laugh about it. And as fucked up as that sounds, but Johnny Fairplay is still alive. I was kind of hoping he was dead because I know we'd get some good laughs out of that. But yeah, he's still alive.
I don't know who that is.
He's that dude from Survivor who's like, yeah, you'd always do the crossed fingers. But he like pranked everyone because he said, was it
with his grandma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that's God level
that,
shit right
he
there.
He told everyone that like his grandma, because everyone could set up for a guest to come to the island. He told everyone it was his grandma, even though it was actually his friend coming. And his friend comes on the island, and he's like, dude, where's grandma? He's like, she's dead, dude. And so they let him win the challenge because of it. They felt bad. And he fucking made that whole thing up, dude.
He made it to like the final four, maybe? Or he might have won it. I seriously don't know, but that's seriously so good, man.
But the reason I came across that is because on October 2nd, 2007, at the Fox Reality Awards, fucking Johnny Fairplay, he was invited to present an award and was loudly booed by the audience while speaking on stage. And then Danny Bonaducci comes out and says, "They're booing because they hate you." And then as Bonaducci was walking away, Johnny Fairplay followed him and leaped on top of him, okay?
Oh,
then Danny
yes.
Bonaducci picks him up and slams him on his head so hard that he knocked his teeth out, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Was that all, like, filmed?
I don't know, dude.
God, I hope so.
But, dude, I mean, Danny Bonaducci is like a little shithead, but he's fucking roided up, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like a rare heel versus heel match, and you enjoy the outcome of it.
Fuck yeah.
Johnny Fairplay. I think he might. Didn't he fight Jose Canseco or something?
I'm Jose Canseco.
Was it him or was it Jim Carrey?
Guys, I found that video. I'm Jose Canseco. Let me share my screen, dude. This fucking loser, dude. God, they're both fucking losers.
Wait, they have video of it happening?
Yeah.
Fuck
I think
dude.
So.
It'd only be better if he died.
I wish, dude. That'd be funny if we just watched him die.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Dude, I was watching this video. Not a video. I was reading about it. I think there's a video, though, of this magician who's, like, trying to beat Houdini's things. He's like, "I'm going to get buried alive." And he does it in, like, this glass casket. And as they're burying the cement over it, it caves in on him and he fucking dies. I mean, it's not funny, but, like, it's not funny, obviously, but quit doing that shit, dude. Like, no one gives a fuck.
That would fucking suck.
Like, if you're buried alive.
He is still breaking the record.
He's breaking fucking glass coffins and dying in it. But, like, who gives a fuck? Even if you're like, "Hey, yeah, I was buried in cement and then dug up and lived." Who gives a fuck, dude?
Yeah, dude. That has to be, like, one of the worst ways
no
to die.
No one gives
ever.
A shit. That's, like, the least thing I could care about on Earth is you getting buried and then not dying after, like, an hour. Yeah. Who fucking cares?
If it helps this guy, at least he tied the record for times being buried in a glass coffin and dying with one.
Dude, true. I saw this other dude. I can't think of his name right now. It's like Tommy Cooper or something like that. But he was a dude who did like magic shows, but he was like not a good magician. So that was like part of the joke. And he had a heart attack on stage and died, and everyone laughed because they thought it was part of it.
I've heard of that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they thought it was part of it, dude. People laughed at first as he fell to the ground.
you know what that makes me think of, Kev? Huh? Well, fuck Greg, I won.
Yeah, fuck. Hey, do that thing from Baywatch. Best pussy I ever had.
And
okay.
That's my girlfriend, too.
Here's that video, guys.
All right.
He's so fucking dumb, dude.
Oh, okay. I know the other guy then.
They're cheering because they love me. Nice girl's shirt. Looks cute.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude,
wow. I wish.
Oh, yeah.
I wish
dude.
They would both. Oh. Now, tough guy. I wish they'd both die, dude.
What is, dude? This is seriously magical.
No! What do you think? No! Happy now? I'm about to be.
What the
fuck? Wow, what the fuck? This is not what I expected.
Is this the one you were talking about?
Again? I'll be honest. They just started making out. Did Wikipedia fucking trick me?
Dude, shit. This seems... The kiss... It seems fake and real at the same time. It's beautiful.
For God's sakes, Fairplay, it's another one of your teeth.
Oh, so they had to have been making fun of what happened before.
Yeah.
Okay.
God damn it, guys. I'm sorry. We just watched Danny Bonaducci and Johnny Fairplay make out.
We'll never get that minute.
Where the
and a half
fuck is it?
In our entire lives.
Okay, guys.
The Reilly Awards are crazy, and we want to get it all on film.
Oh, yeah. Danny. Oh,
Okay, here we go. Here's the real one. Oh!
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
There we go. There is the real one. Wow, dude. His teeth got knocked out.
Yeah.
Everyone laughing at him.
That's fucking awesome.
That guy.
Don't fuck with my Johnny.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what?
God. Shut up, you stupid bitch.
I thought she went over to go pick up his teeth.
Hey, don't
I just
fuck.
Picked his teeth out of my dump.
Yeah, this guy's going to be picking his teeth out of my dump. Alrighty, guys. This
is
from...
that Club Dread?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
This is from the Straits Times. So, sorry. My apologies to the gay community out there. This one's from the Straits Times Asia.
Oh, shit.
Gay community.
Man, man charged with murder over Japan anime studio arson that killed 36 people in 2019.
Damn, Kev. Why'd you do it?
I just, you know what, dude? It was a chilly day. I don't know, dude. Japanese prosecutors on Wednesday, December 16th, charged a man with murder over the July 2019 arson attack on Kyoto Animation that killed 36 people.
That's crazy.
Shinji Aoba, 42 years old, was detained in the aftermath of the attack, but has been hospitalized since then with severe burns suffered in the incident and reportedly regained consciousness only the following month in August. There were no immediate details on the full extent of the charges against him, who was only formally placed under arrest in May. But, 36 people were killed. More than 30 other people were injured in the attack. And what happened is he broke into the studio's building, spread gasoline all over the ground floor, then set it afire. Also, I guess as he did it, he shouted out, "Drop dead!"
Wow!
And just damn. So it could be like even like it was already a stupid piece of shit move, but then he just made it incredibly lame by saying that, dude.
Yeah. Did he yell that in English, or was there subtitles?
Fuck yeah, dude. Actually, never mind. I was going to make a joke about how he, while he's burning it down, he saw that there was a DVD copy of Drop Dead Fred, but he couldn't finish getting it out.
He had to pour more gasoline.
There were claims that he accused the studio of stealing his work. Kyoto Animation obviously denied all this, but many of the people that were killed in the blaze were young, including a 21-year-old woman. Jeez, that's... Parents of some of the victims told local media in May when Aoba was charged that they were still suffering the devastating loss of their loved ones. Quote, "I think about her very often." And that was from Mr. Shinichi Suda, whose daughter was killed in the fire. Yeah, that's fucking... that's
what a
super
Japanese
sad.
Answer. Very often.
Very often.
Hey, yeah, I got. I'll be back in 1 minute.
What are you going to do, Toof?
I have to make a phone call about this offer on this house.
Oh, Jeremiah, growing up.
Yep, I'll be right back.
You also might want to take your Easy Mac out of the mic. I hear the...
Oh, yeah.
I hear that going
on. Dude, I hope he has an Easy Bake Oven over there.
Dude, that'd be awesome, dude. Hey, can you guys... I got the... been working on some wedding cakes. To save money, we're making the cake ourselves. He's got the fucking... He gets that little plastic fucking claw thing to get the cake out.
Fuck yeah.
He stacks three on it. He's like, yeah, it's a three-tier cake.
Okay.
Hey, you Tim, you gonna buy it tonight?
Shit's so good.
I have a whole basement to myself, so.
Dude, fuck yeah. Give me so much piss jugs, man.
All the piss jugs.
So fucking many of them.
Dude, you know how like, some garages have like the shelves with cans of paint and stuff? His are just piss jugs.
Like how when John Wayne Gacy killed all those kids, like they dug up and found all those bodies. They dig up and just find a bunch of piss jugs.
Dude, there's a fucking mini, like, you know those like tubs near like washer and dryers in basements, like just like a tub sink thing?
Yeah.
Dude, I can pour the piss down the fucking drain and she'll never know about it. True. I'm never going to get in trouble again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, dude.
You could just piss down there and not ever have it in the jug, though, too.
You know, like piss in the sink?
Yeah.
No, I don't like moving and pissing. It's got to be stationary.
Dude, you should just go piss in the toilet.
Yeah, there might
there's
be
not
a toilet
in the basement, Kevin.
There might be one upstairs, though.
That's moving. Once again, it's a stationary thing.
Oh, you don't want to move, too? Then why are you buying a house?
Oh,
God damn it!
Where are you?
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Dude, I made a joke to Cassidy's uncle because he was like, hey, I heard you got approved. I was like, yeah. And I was like, is it good that I live so close to the school that I know that there won't be any sexual predators near me?
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then he said, oh, yeah, why are you moving in then?
Oh, God. They might have to move the school further away. You're costing the city a lot of money, Jeremiah.
So hopefully in 30 days to 45 days, I can have a house party and invite you guys.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
We got to start talking about your bachelor party.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I think Chippendale's closed down, so I don't know what we're going to do.
Dude, Andrew could be the stripper, man.
Yeah, I know. That's why I've been collecting unemployment. Oh, fuck shit, yeah, dude. Toof used to sing I Miss You by Blink-182, but he would go, he would go, where are you? And I'm so sorry. The one-eyed dragon always sleeps tonight.
Yeah, that's it, dude.
And when you come and find me, I'll be sleeping with the dragon.
Where you would kill people, like you would kill your own people in like fucking Gears of War or something. You would sing that What Did I Do to Deserve song.
It was in Halo 2. Yeah. Toof used to be such. He would do this 3-4 in the morning. Everyone is asleep, and he's fucking sitting a foot away from the TV with the headset on, just fucking yelling. Okay, hey guys, come here. Like he'd say to the guys on the other team, "Look, I want to show you a glitch." No, I'm not gonna attack you. Look, I'm not gonna attack you. I'm putting my back to you. I want to show you a glitch. And they'd be like, "Look at this wall. Look at this." And then when they're looking, he would throw a fucking plasma grenade, a sticky grenade at him. Be like, "Yeah, you like that, you stupid bitch." And then when they kill him, they would just hear him go, "What did I do to deserve? Oh, what did I do to deserve?" Yeah, you like that, you stupid bitch?
Yeah, what's that band again?
Coheed.
Yeah, Coheed and Cambria, yeah. That's so fucking funny.
And not to like, I'm sure the word wasn't bitch either. I'm sure it was a very non-PC word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were definitely AJ styling it for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. So we're almost an hour in. We'll just do one more story. We're not going to do the Boy Scout one. This is a real quick one, all right? This is about a tree surgeon. This dude is a fucking hashtag wild man. This happened in, I think, London. This was in 2017. An experienced tree surgeon died after the chainsaw he was using with one hand. So already a fucking badass.
Yeah,
he's climbing a tree with
shit.
A fucking rope and shit, using this chainsaw with one hand. And then it kicked back and struck him between the neck and shoulder.
Ugh.
His chainsaw, and as he's like falling and dying, he yells out, "I'm dead."
Everyone says
that he shouted, "I'm dead," and as he held his neck, and then they had to cut him down from the tree.
That's
and then he
it.
Died like an hour later.
Fuck yeah,
but yeah, that's fucking "I'm dead."
Yeah,
what a hell of a preamble.
This dude's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
That's Hashtag Wild Man for sure. It wouldn't have been if he had lived.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it wouldn't
like, you're a fucking liar,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, nobody,
go to jail, nobody, you fucking liar.
Nobody wants a fucking phony, man.
Yeah, dude. Phony.
A phony lives here. A big, fat phony.
Dude, that is a hell of a prediction, though. That's kind of like when Andrew was born. As soon as he came out of the womb, he just said, "I'm gay."
To
the gay community.
No, I think
he didn't say that, though.
I think that's just what the doctor said to him.
Says it on his birth certificate.
It means happy.
So the chainsaw dude, he was born in Romania. He was a tree surgeon for 10 years, and his, I don't know who this is, I don't know if it's his boss. Someone said that he, quote, "He routinely handled the chainsaw incorrectly." He was holding the chainsaw with one hand and was not at his fullest reach, so it was close to his body. Kickback can occur if you don't use both hands. If it was being used appropriately, the accident would not have happened, which, yeah, it's true, but he also wouldn't have looked as cool doing
it. Yeah,
that's
so true, yeah.
You're going to tell fucking Uncle Jesse, a.k.a. Dr. Dare, not to fucking ride his motorcycle on the roof of that building? Fuck out of here, Becky. But yeah, this dude fucking died.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Hey, I've got a question. Is a tree a fruit or a vegetable?
Mm.
Is this a joke, dude? Is this a Terry Schiavo joke before we go any
yes!
further?
I was going to say, it's a vegetable. If this is a vegetable, then is this the same surgeon who worked on Terry Schiavo?
I knew it was going to be
Kev, fuck yeah, dude. Terry Schiavo. Kev, fuck yeah, man.
Knows you too well.
Dude, I do miss you guys, man.
Oh, you son of a
bitch. I miss you guys, dude.
It's like I had a fucking full house right in my poker hands and you read my fucking eyes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, that's funny.
Read that fucking bluff.
Well, anything you want to talk about for a couple more minutes and then we'll end it? We got about five more minutes to do.
Do you have any updates on the pants?
I don't know what's going on. What do pants mean?
Your
fucking
pants,
tuxedo shit.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Wedding
it's
pants.
Like, no, I decided just to wear my tuxedo t-shirt to the wedding.
So last time we talked. Yeah, I think you guys are all the way updated. I haven't went back in there to cancel my order yet. Me and Cassidy are supposed to go to, there's like a tux and bridal place in Ashland. And then if not, we're going to go to Columbus.
Oh, what's the place in Ashland?
Yes, I didn't know there was one.
What the fuck did she call it? It really might be
there.
Like called Tim's or Jim's. I think it's
Walmart.
Jim's Bridal.
Tim's or Jim's.
Something like that.
Payless Shoe Store.
But yeah, we're going to go there. And then we both want to go into the wedding place at the same time. And like...
The Pump House.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude.
We want to go to the Men's Warehouse at the same time. So we talked to her.
Good.
We talked to her aunt, who's like a lawyer person,
yeah.
Or was a lawyer, and she said, like, legally, they have a receipt saying we left with the pants.
Gotcha.
So there's not much we really can do. The
that
only
sucks.
Thing we can do is kind of say, hey, we're going to take away $1,000 of sales by I'm canceling all my orders then.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it.
Yeah, that's
dude,
be.
The Pump House is so fucking good. Dude, that's so fucking good, dude. I don't even exactly know how to describe it. It's like a non-profit
ministry, something like that.
Yeah,
dude, I tried to go to the Pump House website. If you go to their Facebook and then go to the website, they have linked pumphouseministries.com.
Yeah,
it takes you to a Japanese website,
fuck
dude.
Yeah.
There's just like, there's like a wizard bitch with big tits.
No way.
Flaming
no
soccer.
Yeah,
dude, I'll send you a screenshot of it, dude.
I honestly, Pump I don't House. Know if it's still a thing.
All right, so you said
this
to
is
go to
the
Pump House Facebook.
I just sent the screen to you. This is what it sends you to. Yeah, it was like a non-profit thing, but like you would see like the Pump House, like the donation centers all over the place. You could donate clothes and shit.
Oh my god, this is a sex wife, dude.
Dude, Kev, remember when they had that fucking restaurant meeting there?
Yeah,
dude. That shit was so fucking funny.
Dude,
clapping
under
the table.
There's a guy getting, if you go to the pictures, there's a guy getting married. I don't know who the girl is, but the guy we fought, I don't know who, he looks so familiar. He's somebody we know.
Oh, dude, post it. Let's see.
I don't, he's someone, dude. Actually, he might just look like a celebrity. Yeah, dude, that's what it is. He just looks like a fucking stupid celebrity that I don't even know. He looks like the, oh my god, dude, I'm such
it.
A fucking moron. I thought I knew him because he sort of resembles the guy from Hot Rod.
Oh my god.
Or no, it's either Hot Rod or the Ladies Man where he has a tattoo of the dude pissing on like the FM radio or something like that.
Oh, okay. I think that's Ladies. Wait.
That's Hot Rod.
Is it Hot Rod? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Chris Parnell? Yeah. The guy's face sort of looked like Chris Parnell, and I thought because of that, I knew this guy.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, you kind of do know him.
Now, looking at a picture of
just
Chris
Andrew.
Parnell, he looks nothing like this fucker.
Oh, my God, yes.
Dude, it looks nothing at all like it. It's not even Chris Parnell. I don't know who that is. Is that Chris Parnell? Holy shit, he looks different now. Alrighty. What the fuck were we talking about? The Pump House really threw me off,
yeah.
Dude. Anything else you want to mention?
Pants, yeah, nothing's coming out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I'm probably going to end up losing on $180 pants, and the only thing I can do is, I hope she doesn't listen to this but and plan for it, but I'm pretty much just going to shit talk her as much as I can. Just say, like, you're literally a bad manager. You literally stole my pants. You're a shitty worker. Now you're a shitty person since you're not admitting it, and... That's pretty much all I got.
That might work, dude.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, fooled me. I'll give you my pants.
Yeah,
I
wish she's fucking 4 years old.
And then I'm going to stab her.
I mean, you've already been in my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Told Cassidy, I was like, dude, I should, since there's no cameras there, obviously, I should just wait behind the fucking place for her to get out of work and just sneak up and fucking sock her in the back of the fucking head.
Dude, I already had to cut out last week's section where you threatened to kill her multiple times.
I'm not killing her. I'm just socking her in the back of the fucking head and knocking her teeth out. Johnny Careplay style.
You just slam her like that.
You just kiss her like that.
Dude. I'll show her the Alabama man special.
Dude. Alabama man. Alrighty, Spence, you want to shut her down, brother?
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Brothers Commonplace. If you're listening on a podcasting 2.0 app, remember to hit that boost button.
Boost.
Send us a little boosty boost.
Ooh, we love
hey,
boost.
Spencer, what? How do I... Do I just go to like my Google Play and type in podcasting 2.0?
So the best one I think is the Breeze app, B-R-E-E-Z, Breeze. But you can go to newpodcastingapps.com to look at the podcasting 2.0 initiative, which is a whole upgrade to podcasting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I would like to boost.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boosting is fun. I love doing it. I boost every day.
Yeah, dog's popping up over here.
Oh, dog.
Fucking dog.
If you're on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, you can find us there. Follow us, subscribe, send us a little feedback ski. Wherever you happen to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review and a rating.
Ouch. Oh, fuck.
Especially if you can hop on Apple Podcasts and boost us up there, because that's the one that really helps us get more famous. Julian Smith used to go, this video is going to make me famous.
No, that was The Undertaker. He said, I'm going to make you famous.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And be sure to sign up on brotherscommon.place, which is our own private social media, where you can request the jingles.
Yeah.
We have a lot of sex on there.
Can we hear a couple drops, Spence?
Yeah. You know, there's always...
True and international of a depression.
Fuck, dude. That doesn't even sound like
while
the...
I whip this out.
Yay, Dad!
Can we get a... We gonna put you back in chains.
They're gonna put you all back in chains.
So good. Dude, he's talking
your
to
balls
Kong
are showing.
Oh, I didn't know you had that
fuck
one, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, always.
This in here is worth a lot of money. Everything I got's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, that's so good. Once I learned what that was from, it's so good, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Everything I got's worth a lot of money.
Everything I got? Oh, God damn it, dude. I just saw YouTube. My old Grand March picture of me from 2004, the year I graduated from Sydney Academy High School, posted by Frankie McDonald. I don't want to be mean because, like, don't get me wrong. I know he's like he's got shit wrong with him. He's like autistic.
Cool.
He's autistic and shit or whatever the fuck he is. Tell me he doesn't look like the fucking Goomba from the Mario Brothers movie.
Fuck yeah.
Doesn't look just like the fucking Goomba from that dude.
Fuck yeah, man.
How do you spell
his neck? Doesn't look right.
It doesn't look wrong either, though, too.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my God, dude, yes.
Tell me that don't fucking look just like him, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, the one with Shaq. Did you see that? The Shaq.
Why is Shaq? Why are they comparing Shaq to the Mario Brothers Goomba?
Fuck yeah.
Just why did they fucking
racism.
Design him to look
yeah,
like
it
this,
it looks
dude.
Fucking nothing like it. It just looks like the fucking shitty... Lizard guy from
I was just gonna say,
yeah, the Spider-Man.
Peter, did you turn in your biology homework today? I'm missing my arm, but not anymore since I'm a lizard man.
Dude, it looks just like it too.
Yeah, dude, that thing looked.
This is what
is that it?
I think it is what it is. Yeah,
oh,
for
nice.
Sure.
Oh my god, dude, is that it? That fucking.
Oh,
whoa,
dude.
Who is that guy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but I like him.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, so this is what I don't understand about the Goomba. Like, the Goomba's like a mushroom, and its head is bigger than its body. So for the movie, they made something with the head smaller than the body? Like,
dude.
What the fuck?
Fucking dumb.
I don't
fucking
know.
The 80s, dude.
Nobody watched that movie.
It was so dumb, dude.
You mean nobody watched that porno?
Oh.
Because I jacked off to it.
Got him.
So you did watch it.
Fuck yeah. Mm.
All right, barely. Spence, continue on, man. We're sorry.
Shoot.
Or was that everything?
I think that was it. You can check us out on, what is it, brotherscommonplace.threadless.com. You can find all our swag, t-shirts and hoodies, and probably, I don't know, a coffee mug here or there, a mouse pad.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my favorite hoodie off there.
Oh, yeah. Primo, you got anything you want to say, dude?
I got nothing, man.
Dude, you've seen The Town That Feared Sundown, right?
Yes, I love that movie.
Like, I know we've talked about it because we talked about the Texarkana case. Do you remember the fucking trombone killing it?
It was a fucking knife at the end? Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That's so stupid,
dude. I mean, yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
It's dumb, but it's sweet.
He puts a knife on, like, he, like, ties this girl. It's been a while, but he ties the girl to a tree or to a car or something.
I think it's a tree in the original.
And he has a fucking trombone, and he has a knife on the end of it. Like, a knife on the end of it opens it.
Yeah.
What a stupid. Yeah.
Have you seen the new one?
No, I haven't seen
it. Dude, it's
new
actually
one.
Super good.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
It's
I've never seen
it's
it.
It's two gay guys that he does that with.
Gay community.
Gay community.
But instead of the trombone, it's just his dick. And instead of killing people, it's just two ordinary gay dudes that just fuck.
Yeah.
the town that feared fucking other dudes going down on each other. The sequel.
Fuck yeah.
The town that kicked Andrew out.
Ooh.
You got anything you want to say, Toof?
Hold
maybe
up, hold
some.
Up.
Oh, yeah, Kev. Words of wisdom.
Fuck, I love that, dude.
Hey, Kev. You're, what was that thing you said your grandma walked with?
A cane?
You mean an undertaker?
Yeah, dude, probably in a couple months.
That's the joke. Dude. Hey, fingers crossed. Fingers
I'm
crossed,
just joking.
Freddie.
I'm just joking, Granny. I love it. She's got a birthday coming up next month.
Dude, surprise funeral.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's so good.
So fucking funny.
Rock the goat. Or don't rock the goat.
Don't rock
I forget.
The goat.
Dude, you know another thing my grandma did? So I told Sarah, I was like, when we go over, it's like, my grandmother's staying at my mom's house. Don't ask her how she's doing. It's like, whatever you do, because she's going to be like, oh, I'm not doing good, which sucks, but there's nothing we can fucking do for her.
Yeah.
So just don't. It's just pointless to ask her that question. As soon as we get there, I'm like, oh, Granny, hey, how you doing? And I was like, God
damn
I forgot. She's like, oh, not good. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I just blow her off, dude. Yeah. And I walk away to Sarah. I was like, hey, how's it going? She's like, not good. I'm like, God damn, Grandma. We can't fucking do shit for you. So
maybe
shut
she
up.
Is autistic.
Dude, but dude, she was at my mom's for 2 days, okay? And she just has a TV blasting loud as fuck. And as soon as she gets there, she turns the channel on and watches Westerns, okay?
Fuck
just
yeah,
watching
dude.
Westerns all day
just
for 2 days.
Just gun smoking shit.
And I sit down, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? She's like, I'm tired of watching these Westerns.
Turn the fucking channel, Grandma.
Like, I'm like, Grandma, you're the only one out here watching TV. Yeah. She's like, your mom put these on. Like, my mom doesn't fucking watch that shit, you lying old fuck. Yeah. You put it on here 2 days ago and haven't moved. She just sits there. She only watches Westerns or Impractical Jokers, dude. That's what made me think of it.
Yeah.
She always watches
that. So she
that.
Does have class and taste.
And nice titties.
Oh,
Damn.
Hey, the guy that risked it all for a fruit roll-up.
The guy. No, I do love you, Granny. I'm sorry. I was just playing all this up for jokes, but I love you, Granny, and you got a birthday next month. I can't wait to celebrate that, and you claiming to be autistic is so fucking good and funny that I hope you do it at your birthday party.
Yeah, Kevin,
so that'll be good.
Instead of like, I was going to say, instead of that guy like falling out of the tree and yelling, I'm dead, she just runs up and yells, I'm autistic.
Oh, my God.
It's like a gender reveal party. They blow up the balloon and then just smoke letters spells, I'm autistic. And we all fucking laugh. Shoot bottle rockets at her.
Somebody pays a blimp to fly over that says, I'm autistic.
I'm disabled.
Yeah, Kev, I didn't know that your hate for her was a joke, so it's a little too late to cross off stuff from the Death Note, so I already put that.
Shit. Oh,
I already put that order in, so.
That's fine. Well, you're going to have to fucking beat the race against Father Time.
It's fine, though. It's fine, though. We all know Tooth spelled it wrong. I didn't mean that, too.
Somehow he fucking wrote Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to be Grand Moff Tarkin.
It's fine, too late. They'll just CGI him in anyway.
Yeah, they will.
It's like, we have some excellent news. Good news, we CGI'd a character from Star Wars into the newest movie. The bad news is it is Grand Moff Tarkin. God damn it.
He's back.
Could have been anyone else, dude. I was just joking. Sorry, Grand Moff Tarkin. Rest in peace, sorry? Dude. Nope. That
Grandma
guy
Tarkin.
Was. When did he die? Because he was old as fuck when that movie first came out.
He had to die probably like 90s or something, maybe.
Grand Moff. Dude, it's already in my search.
I already know he died before Rogue One.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is kind of cute. Wikipedia.
Ooh,
wait,
yeah.
When did he.
That's actually kind of funny because I almost thought Wikipedia would be for wooks and shit.
Grand
like
Moff
the people
Tarkin.
Who go to like festivals and stuff.
Woke.
Portrayed by Peter Cushing. He died in 1994 at the age of 81.
So I figured it'd be 90s because there's no way if he was that old back then. Yeah.
Have you guys heard of wooks before? Like the people who go to those festivals, hippies and shit?
Mm-mm. No.
Dude, wooks are like the funniest fucking thing. I don't know what it's like standing for, but wooks are like the people with super long dreadlocks and like bare dirty feet, and they're always at like those acid head festivals and shit.
Hmm. I'm
Sound
on a
like
website
kind of
called
woodland creature.
Wooks. Wait, what? Wooks? A hippie without any ambition, motivation, or drive other than drugs and image.
So
that's what Urban Dictionary
says. That's literally
said.
Just a hippie.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Dude,
like, what
Spencer
are, what
told
the
me
other
like
hippies?
One of the festivals at like what's that fucking place near Cleveland? Something Ridge, I forget what it's called, or Nelson's Ledge. That's it. He's like, dude, there's a guy there who's seriously like supermodel good looking, but he's like got the grossest, longest dreadlocks to like almost the back of his knees, and like the dirtiest, grossest feet. It's like everything's model like except for his hair and his feet. Like,
dude,
and he just like
so
holds
hit,
himself
Matt.
Like as the king of the wooks there.
I googled dreadlock pubes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Nothing cool.
How many pictures of me are on there?
Dude, remember when Lenny Kravitz was fucking playing that guitar and his pants ripped and his dick and balls were just fucking dangling
out?
Dude,
I did not know that. That's funny.
Fuck
you
yeah,
ever
dude.
Seen that, dude? Yo, Lenny Kravitz is like playing guitar, okay?
He's
wearing...
Dick.
He's where it was fucking hanging dong, baby. He was playing, and he had leather pants on, dude, and they ripped,
yeah,
okay?
Dude.
And there's, like, nothing holding it back between it, and it's fucking, he's, like, staring at the guitar, or staring at the camera, yeah. like, playing guitar, yeah. and his dick and balls are just fucking hanging out.
Yeah,
what the
dude.
Fuck, dude?
Uh-oh.
Hmm. You all right, Toof? All right, dude, you want to see this shit?
Yeah, dude. What
the fuck?
It's fucking great. I wonder if there's a video of it. I've only seen the picture. All right.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, so,
What? Oh, my God. That is funny.
Yeah, dude.
The face he's making.
He's a...
Look, yeah, check out my fucking dick.
Yeah, dude. Just fucking hanging dong. His leather pants ripped. I don't know. There's, like, fucking that Asian...
What is that thing?
I don't know. See, I don't want to be mean. It's either an alien, a guy who's half ant, or like fucking like a I don't know
dude,
what
it's
I don't
crackhead
know.
Crackhead Morpheus.
Oh my God, dude! It really does.
Fuck yeah, dude!
Alrighty, guys. Thank you everyone for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
Laugh at the dark stuff.
Hashtag wild man. Wild man.
Wild
man.
Wild man.
Wild man. Wild man. Wild man.
Alrighty, or I'm shutting her down, baby.
See you, fellas.
Later, guys.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.